Oh my gosh. I had a shock on my way to church this morning. I kind of was reminiscing about what the snow was like on Friday and thinking, oh, it won't be a problem me getting to church. It's not slippy, it'll be fine. I got out my front door, walked to the end of the kind of my row of flats where I have to go down a small slope, and it was just a sheet of ice. As well as being blind, I have a condition called hypermobility syndrome, which affects my balance. It's really boring. You don't want to know about it. But basically, I can't stand on one leg and basic things like that because my balance is so bad. And I got to this kind of area of ice and just kind of had to drop my dog's harness and cling onto a barrier for dear life and try and descend down it. And then I had my first injury of the icy weather. Going up a flight of steps, still on my way to the bus stop, I put my hand out to grab the railing and a thorn went underneath my fingernail, people. Painful. And difficult to remove. I don't have particularly long fingernails, but wasn't nice. And then got my bus to where it gets dropped off at church and discovered none of the pavements have been gritted at all. It's all just sheet ice. I have hills to go down. And I had Gus on harness, but I dropped his harness handle. I was literally walking along, just clinging onto railings to dear life to try and stay upright. There were a couple of near falls. And then I got rescued by my friend, but oh my gosh, I'd have forgotten how bad the icy weather was. It really is terrible in Southampton. We had quite a lot of snow, more snow than Gosport, it would seem. And it was -2 today at lunchtime in Southampton, so with light snow flurries, which was really not helping the icy conditions. But yeah, I'd say, you know, drivers, it may be dangerous for them kind of on the roads and obviously needing to be gritted, but I just can't imagine how many accidents there's been on, like, the hilly areas of Southampton where street paths haven't been gritted at all. Like, on my way back to my bus, I actually just had to walk on the road again with Gus's handle dropped, because it wasn't really fair to try and work him as I was going at snail's pace, trying to stay upright. But, ice, not so good.